Good morning, good morning. And this is Mississippi's Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, and my tag today is, what can we do to please God Monday? So I'm just thanking God. Let us pray. Dear God, we come humble before you this morning. We thank you for waking us up for a new day. Help us to trust you so that we may live in peace. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and Artist Life opportunity. Thank you for the two beautiful women, oh God, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa, wonderful, for their vision for the master's call and bring us all together. We pray for the speaker that's going to download a word this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you to prayer warriors, artists, family, and guests for joining us today. Pray for the sick, the shut-in, nursing home, hospital, everyone who needs you this morning, Lord. Touch the bereaving family. In a special way, pray for everyone this morning, Lord, affected by the storm, Lord Jesus. We want to give everyone from south to north a thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank you again. We thank you for covering us. And again, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there? Good morning. Host, are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning.
She's unmuted now.
Can you guys hear me?
No, we can.
Praise God. To God be the glory. What can you do to please God Monday? Okay, you keep on pressing and you keep on persevering. Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Inglewood, California. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for seating us and greeting us and for the tag, What Can We Do to Please God Monday? To each of you who have dialed into this, the Master's Call, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and with Jesus' joy, and we welcome you to this, the Master's Call. The Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and I am telling you, God has been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We are approaching our 7th year here. We have been on this line Monday through Friday for almost 7 years. And I thank God, because if it was not for the yes of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, this platform would not be here. This is our telecommunication sanctuary, and we thank God for it each and every day. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the lines to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But now there may be something that is going on with you during the course of the day and the call is already over with. Well, how do you get in contact with us? Well, that is simply by sending us an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda Henry Carroll, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Also, this call has a website, and it's accessible to you 24/7. And that website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. We invite each of you to visit our website, and please share it on your social media sites. Share it with someone else so their lives can be blessed as yours have. each and every single day after this call, we head over to what is called the New Morning Motivational Call. And a lot of us here on the Master's Call have been knitted together by a phenomenal health and wellness company, which back in 2010 was known as Artist International, but currently is known as Artist Life. And I would ask that you get back with the person who invited you to this call so they could share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. So many great things have happened over the past weekend with our Artist United call. And if you missed that call, then you could still go back and listen to it, look at it, go back to the person who invited you to this call and let them share with you, because greater and newer things are happening in Artist International. We give God the praise. So today is Motivational Monday. Please dial 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound, and that's immediately following this call. So without further ado, it is time for me to bring to the line our speaker for this morning. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. When I tell you this lady has been moving across the world, she definitely has. She was a chaplain in the military. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is a wife, a newlywed wife. And she is a minister of God that always has a powerful and profound word for us. Lately, she's been talking to us about choices. And so this has absolutely been ministering to me in a major way, because every day our life is simply about making choices, the right ones or the wrong ones. Who am I talking about this morning? None other than the phenomenal, the one that we call Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples, all the way from Monticello, Mississippi, the visionary and founder of the Joy Retreat Center, and currently the wife of Mr. Patchen. None other than Dr. P.K. Patchen. Are you out there this morning, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I thank the Lord this morning for this beautiful day here in Mississippi. And I'm looking out my window, and today is just opening and blooming beautifully. I thank God for all of you, the TMC family, and for what God is doing with us right here in this place right now. I give special thanks this morning to Minister Cynthia Cox out of Bronx, New York, and I thank you for your tag this morning. What can I do to please God Monday? Oh, what a great way for us to open up this week of ministry asking that question. And what can I say about an energized bunny over there on the West Coast, our dear Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, who has not been to sleep yet. Don't know what that is all about, but I am sure I'm going to hear about it later. And so we thank you for introducing us this morning, and thank you for what you do for our TMC family and the artist family. Thank you very much. I also want to acknowledge and honor, because the Bible says give honor to whom honor is due, my dear friend and sister, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon this morning, for her diligence and commitment to this call. And I also want to thank her for her love and support to the artist family as well. You all, my cool drink of water this morning. I thank God for my babe who I say to God every day, I thank God for directing him to me and me for having sense enough to say yes to him choosing me. My husband, newlywed, right, and enjoying it and loving up on him this morning. With that being said, let us get right into Our Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. I'm so excited about what you are teaching me and how you are really, really stirring my spiritual pot on this subject of choice, choosing and making great choices in life. Because what we choose today, we will live out on tomorrow. We thank you, God, and we bless you for it. We ask now, God, that you will show up here on this call as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. I ask you all to look with me at the scriptures of Deuteronomy 30, 15 through 20, Psalm 119, 30, and 1 Corinthians 3, 22. I know that you, many of you are still in bed and listening to the call. Some would doze off, but I thank God that you can go back and read these scriptures and absolutely hear what the main theme is from them, and that is the choice is yours, choosing life or death. The choice is yours. The choice is yours every day. As Minister Tiffany says, we make choices every day. Every day you're going to choose whether you're going to stay in bed or if you're going to get up, whether you're going to work, go to job, or whether you're going to go down to the welfare line, whether you're going to make some kind of a choice every day, whether you're going to make a choice. And today I want to talk to you about some of the choices that I have made just over this month. I just want to let you know how important it is for us to be intentional about making good choices. The scripture readings today from Deuteronomy 30 and 15 through 20 in a nutshell is, will you choose life or will you choose death? One thing that I absolutely love about the prayer warriors and the ministers for the TMC call is the variety, the various styles of presenting the Word of God and the freedom to do that. I thank God for that. I thank God for this platform. And I thank God for you, those of you who have just chosen to come on this morning to hear what thus says the Lord to you. I'm especially giving thanks to Minister Brown and to my dear friend Renee Taylor, whom I heard on the phone, and I don't know, some of you all come on and don't say anything, but I'm still glad that you are here. Now, this series on choice is not just about me saying that I'm going to stay right here and talk on choice. It's been pretty lengthy. And I was about to say that it was the longest series that I've ever taught, but the Lord reminded me that of the fact that I taught one on fasting and prayer that lasted for a whole year. And so I'm addressing life and death right now. I am addressing what is your choice about living or dying. You see, for the past 16 days, I've been really struggling with my health. For the past two Mondays, I have attempted in my brain to just call somebody and say, do Monday for me. I just can't do it. It's just too much, but I pushed on to do it. For the past 16 days, I have been sick, sicker, and sick and tired of being sick. I was released from the VA hospital on this past Friday, and I was released from that place with a made-up mind that enough is enough. We have to get to that place in life. PK, I asked the question, are you going to choose life or death? Are you going to continue this Western medicine that you know is designed to put you on a track to stay sick? Are you going to wake up and do what you know that you know to do? Most times We already know what is right to do. We just somehow kind of fall off the track and get on the wrong track and start doing little wrong things until all of a sudden we see ourselves in a place where we ask the question, how did we get here? Well, I started off yesterday by pushing. You see, Pastor Earl Peterson of Bountiful Blessings, Church of God in Christ in Colorado Springs, had a huge sign in the front of the church that read, push, pray until something happens. Push. Sometimes in life, we must just push. No, let me back up. I was released from the hospital on Friday afternoon. I promised Babe that I would stay in bed all day Saturday. But while in bed on Saturday, I watched Artist.TV live with our co-founders, Alejandra and Elvia Diaz de Leon. It was an absolutely wonderful event. And if you've not seen it, I want you to know I watched it twice. It's on YouTube. You can go in there and watch it. And since I do things in threes, I'm going to watch it again. But the main point that I'm wanting to say is I was reminded by watching that series that God has done marvelous things for me, with me, and through me by using natural medicines, natural products, natural, and that I somehow have wound up over here on this chemical track up to the point where I was on prednisone, one of the ugliest drugs that you can put into your body, one of the ugliest, nastiest drugs that is used as a catch-all for everything. It is terrible. But that's where I wound up in the hospital, taken and said, what is this? You all, let me say this to you. You can choose life or you can choose death. The revelation to me was not a real revelation because I have been here before, but not in this identical place, but in the same place of sickness. So on Sunday, I pushed to church. You all, last week I missed the whole revival. And every day feeling bad because I couldn't get there. Just too sick to go, coughing so much. I know that God does not want us to be sick. Sickness is of the devil. And so I pushed my way to church. I don't know how people who say that they are a member of a church don't go to church, forsaking the assembly of themselves with the righteous and those that they have chose to be a part of. How are you going to be a part of business that you don't choose to go and learn so that you can sell the products, use the products, be the product of the products, and then build a business if you choose to? Sometimes you just have to miss. Going to church is one of the most intricate parts and ingredients in my life for living. You've just got to choose to get up, push, and do what is absolutely necessary for you to live and not die. And so then last night after going to church, came home and rested. I was almost tempted to cancel the group that was going to meet here and did meet here at the Joy Retreat Center last night because it is our last quarterly detox class for this year. This class is one of 10 days whereby we use the Daniel Fast from the Maker's Diet by Jordan Rubin. And last night, I also invited my naturopath doctor, Dr. Kim Erkerson, to speak to us about other ways to assist us in our 10-day detox program. She was phenomenal, telling us that disease just means that the body is in a diseased position, which is caused by the number one disease in the world, and that is toxicity. Toxicity causes inflammation and infection that causes my head to hurt, my chest to ache, and my back to hurt because of all of the coughing and all of that gook and mess that has built up in our system. If you are in Artist International and you have not ordered your Ultra Body Cleanse, if you are not using the 72-hour weight loss program, if you are not really concentrating on putting some multi-plus in your body and Laviv, if you aren't doing those things, then you are not doing the right thing. You are choosing death and not life. Now, what have I chosen to do to minister to God's people? Well, let me tell you something. It's pretty difficult, almost impossible, to minister to God's people in a sick temple. Oh, somebody ought to say amen. It is impossible to minister to God's people in this temple doing what our God, Lord, have mercy upon us, Western doctors teach us, and that is to put chemical medicines, poison yourself, or cut it out, or burn it out. It is just radiation. It is impossible for us to take care of this temple if we are going to continue doing those three things. So I had to stop and say, for the next 10 days, it's me time. What am I committing to do? Number one, and I'm sharing it with you so that you can help hold me accountable, because we need accountability partners. The next 10 days are me time, getting me back on track. So what are the three things that I will do? Yes, I'm getting to the scripture, and I'm going to close. Number one, spend time with God alone. Baby and I pray together every morning and evening. However, each of us need our alone time with God. This, what we are doing right now with TMC, is not to take the place of your alone time with God. Your going to church does not take your, okay, you got it. So I choose life spiritually. I am choosing to put in some time with God. Number two, I'm choosing to walk. We got to exercise this body. Whatever exercise you can do with this body, you got to move this body around. I choose to do something every day for the next 10 days. I choose to drink 112 ounces of water daily to flush out the toxins from our body. I choose to use healthy products, and some of them being artist products, herbs, and eat only live food. I will not eat the cooked food of this next 10 days that really kills all the vitamins and nutrients out of our food. I choose to live life physically. I choose life physically. And thirdly, I will eliminate TV, negative communication, and toxic emotional draining activities. I choose life emotionally. Okay, my scripture reading is coming, and it's time for me to stop, and I'm going to read this and stop. From Deuteronomy, I knew, normally do it first. I chose to do it last this time, 15th out of the Message Bible. Look at what I've done for you today. Today, I've placed in front of you life and good, death and evil. And I command you today, love God, your God. Walk in his ways. Keep his commandments, regulations, and rules so that you will live, really live, live exuberantly blessed by God, your God, in the land you are about to enter and possess. But I warn you, If you have a change of heart, refuse to listen obediently and willfully go off to serve and worship other gods, you will most certainly die. You won't last long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today. I place before you life and death, blessing and curse. Choose life so that you and your children will live and love God, your God, listening obediently to him, firmly embracing him. Oh, yes, he is life itself, a long life settled on the soil that God, your God, promised to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To God be the glory, for I choose life today and not death. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Come and give us our final announcement.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God is spoken. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr. PK, for blessing us this morning. We thank you for that message. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. Father, we just bless your holy name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we could do everything. And Father, we thank you that your grace is sufficient for each and every single one of us. We thank you that you have already worked our situations out. And so we stand with anticipation and expectation of the manifestation that is on the way to each of us, Father. I thank you that each of us are healed and we are whole, that we lack nothing at all, that every single thing that we need has already been provided. I thank you, God, that you are God. You are our Alpha. You are our Omega. You are our beginning. You are our end. You are our all in all. And in you, we find joy, for your joy is our strength. And so, Father, I thank you for Dr. PK, and I thank you for the message that she shared with us this morning. And I pray that as she has shared with us, that you will fill her up until she overflows. I speak total and complete healing over her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father. I thank you, Father God, that her house is protected, her family is protected, her ministries are protected in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare no weapon formed against her or any of us on this line will prosper in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, and I give you the glory, which is due to you. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, mighty, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So at this time, I would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Please go back and listen to the replay of this call. And you could do that by dialing 712-432-1085 using the access code 957-677-POUND. Following this call, we will be headed over to the new morning motivational call on Inspirational Monday, where our co-founder, Pastor Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be bringing us a message entitled Building a Godly Destiny. So please dial this number, write it down, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. I'm going to say that again, 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. We invite each and every single one of you to dial into that call immediately following this one. Again, I want to say thank you to each of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Minister Cynthia, thank you again for seating us and greeting us. Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you so much for that profound word this morning. And it has been a privilege, pleasure, and a wonderful opportunity for me to serve each and every single one of you today with excellence. May your day be great, and may you make every step count. Dr. PK, can you come and close us out?
Absolutely. Thank God for you. I tell you, you are absolutely wonderful. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we go out today to live a super fantastic life. We choose life and not death in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a super fantastic day today, my friends. Bye-bye.